Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. This week, we look at plans for a just-announced music festival at an unusual location in New York City. We also remember the writer Gore Vidal. But first, a look at the social and economic success of Hindus in the United States. A new report says Hindu Americans enjoy the highest socioeconomic levels among all religions in the United States. Faith Lapidus has details.
The new report is called Asian Americans, A Mosaic of Faiths. It comes from the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life. Researchers found that 85% of Hindu Americans have completed study programs at a college or university. The report says 57% have some education beyond that. And it says almost 50% of Hindu Americans have yearly earnings of $100,000 or more. 70% make at least $75,000 a year. Experts say American immigration policy is a major reason Hindus are doing so well. Both the 1965 Immigration Act and the more recent H-1B visa program helped set a structure for success. The nearly 50-year-old law enabled the immigration of professionals, especially doctors and engineers. The H-1B visa program was designed to attract highly skilled guest workers. The number of visas provided to Indians grew throughout the 1990s and early 2000s. It rose again in 2007. The Pew report says Indians received more than half of all H-1B visas approved last year. Alan Cooperman served as director of research for the study. Mr. Cooperman says Hindu success in America is linked to the kind of person who chooses to leave India and the foreigners the United States admits. He said Indian immigrants are less likely to be refugees or undocumented workers compared with other immigrant groups. Mr. Cooperman is excited about the study. He says this is the first time anybody has had really detailed information on Hindus in America. And he says Hindus are an extremely interesting group.
The literary world lost a major star this week. Writer Gore Vidal died Tuesday at his home in Los Angeles, California. He was 86. Gore Vidal wrote fiction and nonfiction and covered a huge expanse of subjects, including politics, history, and social issues. His books, Burr and Lincoln, were among his best-selling novels. Vidal was also known for his heated public disagreements with other notable writers and thinkers, including Truman Capote, William F. Buckley, and Norman Mailer. Gore Vidal was born in 1925 in West Point, New York. His father taught at the United States Military Academy. His mother's father was a United States senator. Gore Vidal began writing while serving in the Army during World War II. His first novel, Willywaugh, was published in 1946. He was just 20 years old. Vidal's third novel, The City and the Pillar, explored the experience of a young man who discovers he is homosexual. It was published in 1948 and was criticized by some for its subject. Vidal began writing television dramas in the 1950s. One, called Visit to a Small Planet, was turned into a successful Broadway play and movie. It was a humorous look at life in America during its Cold War with the former Soviet Union. In the 1960s, Vidal wrote what became one of his best-known novels, Myra Breckinridge. Gore Vidal was known for thinking very highly of himself, but with a sense of humor. He once said, "There is not one human problem that could not be solved if people would simply do as I advise." American entertainer Stephen Colbert has hosted a talk show on Comedy Central Television since 2005. His Colbert Report is popular and extremely influential among young people. Colbert is a music lover. This week, he announced plans for a summer concert. Christopher Cruz has more on the show.
Stephen Colbert is calling the concert Steve Fest Kolbcella 012, Rocktogestfest. The performances will take place August 10th on the USS Intrepid. The retired American military ship is a sea, air, and space museum docked in New York City. Colbert said he and concertgoers would be on deck with a boatload of rock talent. The band Fun will be among the musicians. Here they perform We Are Young, one of the most popular songs of this summer.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget. But between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
The name Kolbcella is supposed to be funny. It combines the name Colbert with Coachella. Coachella is a successful music festival that takes place every spring in California. This year, Santigold was among the performers. Stephen Colbert also asked her to perform at the Rocktogestfest. Santigold's most recent album, Master of My Make-Believe, was released in April. Disparate Youth was a popular song from the recording.
Don't look ahead, there's stormy weather. Another roadblock in our way. But if we go, we
fine.
Flaming Lips and Grizzly Bear are also set to perform. Grizzly Bear has announced plans to release a new album, Shields, in September. Sleeping Ute is one of the album's singles.
Dream the long day, just wandering free. So I'm far gone, you sleep nearest me. If I could find peace, if this night bleeds, but I can't help myself.
One of the early performers of rap music is also invited to Colbcella. Here is how Stephen Colbert made that announcement earlier this week.
The official Colbcella aircraft carrier-based DJ is the inventor of the crossfade, perfecter of the scratch, Grandmaster Flash. Don't push him, because he's close to the edge. And on the Intrepid, the edge is like a 50-foot drop.
We leave you with Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five performing the 1982 hit, The Message.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Broken glass everywhere. People on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far. Cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a hag, such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dangle. A second princess seemed to lost her senses, down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she can tell her stories to the girls back home.
I'm June Sims. This program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Matthew Hilburn and Richard Green provided additional reporting. Go to voaspecialenglish.com to find transcripts and MP3s of our programs and to post comments on our relationship advice blog. If you want to ask our audience for advice, write to Mosaic at voanews.com. Type relationship in the subject line. We won't publish your name, but please include your age, gender, and country. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My son said, Daddy, I don't want to go to school because the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool and all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie and run with the creeps because it's all about money. Ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They push that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart. Gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song, cause he hate the places you play and where you stay. Looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you wanna grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers.